Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio with Kim White, Jill Olish, and many other brilliant entrepreneurs. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, this community is changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure and sharing from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real business people across the globe and learn what is possible for you. Keep listening to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Jill.
Welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio. I am your host, Kim White, and I am joined by the beautiful Jill Olish, who is the founder of Mama Outspoken. Jill, I'm excited about this conversation today.
Me too. It has been a hot minute since we've been here, so looking forward to what comes out of our conversation today, Kim.
Well, and we want to apologize for the little bit of lapse in time for us putting out a podcast first, but we really took to heart what came out of episode 100, and we're very reflective of what we want to make sure that we're serving well in this podcast. So I think we are on the right track, Jill, but we would love to hear from you listeners if you have anything that you're interested in hearing, because we are all about entrepreneurship and being business owners and telling the real stories.
Yes, being the actual behind the scenes stuff, not just what everyone gets to see on the outside. So this is great. I look forward to the little bit of a topical shift that we are going to be introducing, I think, for the next few episodes. Very much excited for what things we can bring fellow entrepreneurs.
Love it. So speaking of chances, possibilities, and crossroads, we are going to make a little bit of a confession today about something that just happened that we had to make a decision about. And I would love to hear your definition, Jill, of each of these three words, and I'd like to give mine just to set the stage for what we're going to talk about.
Okay, so let's see. Chances, I think they're opportunities, you know, like they, it's, what is it? When one door opens, another, when one door closes, another one opens, like you're given this opportunity to take or not to take. And I think that's super similar to possibilities, but in the way that there's an outcome now, not just what you get to do, but what is the possibility? And I like what you've told me in the past of the what if negative side, flipping it to the what if good side. So like, what if it does work out? Like, what are the possibilities then that we have available for us if we just kind of shift that little bit? And so just the opportunities that are out there, they're out there for us, I think. And then crossroads for me is when we get to a point where we have to make the decision and look at what are the chances and what are the possibilities. It's do the investigation of where am I at now? If I make this, if I'm presented with this opportunity, it's a chance to do something different, or is it the chance to continue with what we have going on? So then what are the possibilities that come out of that? What does that future look like? So that's what I got for those words, Kim.
You did a great job, Jill. I will just say that. I don't know that I need to say anything else about it. We can just say that was the definition. Gosh. The one thing I will add to this is chance is something that we feel like is happening that's out of our control, I feel like, sometimes. And possibilities are something that we look at and can choose, because we can go down a certain path and see what could happen. And then the crossroads part is absolutely just picking. It's the choices we have to make. So that's my little kindergarten version to go with yours, Jill. Yours was brilliant.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Complimentary.
And we just had to be very reflective after the 100th episode. Mm-hmm. We celebrated and we were very reflective. But one of the chances is what I'm going to call it. One of the chances was we always have the chance to do something new. We always have things that present themselves as opportunities or as luck. You know, some people use the word luck, and I don't think luck is it, but if you're lucky, you get to do this thing, or this is an opportunity someone's presenting to you. And I think that sometimes we can get distracted with shiny new things and forget about some of the things that are already working or have worked in the past that we could continue with. And I'm going to call it less effort because you've already built something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to walk away from things. We're not saying that it's always the answer to go and, you know, continue something. But we want to make a confession around here of what just happened with us in a space that we've held for over 4 years. It's the Clubhouse audio app. We've had rooms. I've actually done more than 1,000 rooms on that particular app. So many conversations, I can't even number those. It's been a great experience. It's built an entirely additional business piece for us. It's just done so many amazing things. But Jill, I got a notification that I was at a crossroads of, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just going to throw this out.
I love the irony in this, in the fact that this all came after the 4 year celebration too, which also kind of lined up with the celebration here for 100 and the celebration for GME, Good Morning Entrepreneur Show, like, and they're all from one another. So it was super important to us to take the time, not just to reflect for this episode here on what we were going to do, but what we were going to do with this crossroads. So there is a lot of impact and influence that can come out of these two things that you and the team really needed to consider on what direction were we going in. And I think you're extremely right on the point of, where does that effort go into just making something we already do better and actually like investing in that we're already doing, or do we just pull out all together and invest someplace else?
I love that you word the word invest. So think about like a chance or a possibility or an opportunity as something you're choosing whether you're going to invest in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think because this podcast is really about time, money, and bandwidth, it's the investing in the right places. It's the doing business in a smart way where you still have a life. Like all of this is our message all the time. So for us to come to this crossroads ourselves, just recently, I just find it very, life gives us lots of confession opportunities. Can we say that?
And this podcast gives us the platform to say that out on loud on.
Exactly. Exactly. We have enjoyed Clubhouse. We have enjoyed the people we've met on Clubhouse. The problem with a lot of businesses, and I'm going to get on my soapbox for just a minute, y'all. Hold on, buckle up. That is, sometimes when you're doing something and you try to go too fast with something, you can, I'm going to call it, discombobulate your clients, your customers, your followers, your audience. I don't care what word you want to attach to it. It can be very startling. It can be very abrupt feeling. Change is hard even when it's good. So speaking to that, Clubhouse, we had used Clubhouse for a long, long time. And then they changed some things. And I feel like they lost a lot of people off of Clubhouse based on the changes that they made so abruptly.
Yeah. Like sometimes we need a little bit of an on-ramp onto that change and a hand-holding period of let me walk you through what this is and just doing it gently. And yeah. Yeah.
Gently. That's what we needed. Gently.
Exactly what we needed.
So we went from doing multiple rooms a week to we went down to one room a week and weren't even sure if we wanted to do that because of the technology changes, not because we didn't love the people, not because we weren't having great conversations, but because it was getting harder and harder to show up, to even get in the rooms.
Yeah. And it wasn't just hard for us. I mean, it was hard for anyone who had tried to get into one of our rooms. And, you know, it saddened us because of that. And, you know, we can figure it out because, you know, we'll go ahead and put the effort in. But when nobody else is showing up, that does show you that it wasn't done gently.
A lot of people let us know that they weren't going to come back to Clubhouse because of the changes. But that has been, I feel like that's in the rearview mirror as far as that was quite a while ago now. And we have faithfully done our, and we call it the not creepy room. It's a practice room where someone can come in and practice their pitch, their offer, their intro, whatever they're doing in their business. We always say out loud that when you are saying something out loud, a lot of times it comes out one way when you're intending it to come out a different way, but you don't know that until somebody gives you feedback, until somebody says, hey, I know you meant this, but I heard you say this.
Yeah.
So it's a great space. Again, it's been going on over 4 years, but we got a notification within the last couple of weeks that made us almost pull out completely. And so we're trying to be very transparent and trying to be honest about, this is just an example of what everybody goes through in their business with different things.
Yeah.
This is just our confession of this particular thing.
Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes when we're doing these shifts, it's not always us who are needing the shift, but sometimes we're influenced by the platforms that we're on who are already making a shift that we have to come to that crossroad. Are we going to shift with them or not? Like you said, that is just the right timing of everything coming together to talk about it, because it really is a great example of how we not just came to a crossroads, but how we've made the decision to choose with what chances are available for us here.
So we're going to make the horrible confession of everyone that came to the meeting about it. And this is our team. This is not like outside of us. This is our team. Everyone that came was going to quit doing Clubhouse. That was our unanimous vote. When we came rolling into the meeting, we were just going to quit because it felt too hard. It felt too creepy. They have offered a thing where you can go in ghost, you know, like anonymous into a room and all of that. And that just felt so offensive when I got that message that people could ghost in the rooms. And in the middle of the meeting, so still confessing, but in the middle of the meeting, I just brought up the fact, because I was one of the biggest, I'm done with this. In the middle of the meeting, I just kind of stopped and took my human emotions and offendedness and all of the things that were human off for a second and looked at the facts. The facts are all the other platforms that you're on also give people the ability not to tell you they're watching. Mm-hmm. They also give you the ability to unless they like or follow or do something, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And so I was horribly offended that this platform was going to do that when all the others were doing it. So I was like, okay, hold on a minute. Let's think this through. And we talked about the fact that this platform is not actually working differently than the other ones. And we have built an entire part of our business based on Clubhouse alone.
Mm-hmm.
So was it really something we should abandon ship? Which I know that that's strong language, but it felt like that. Was it something that we were struggling with the sunk cost fallacy of, we had invested this much, we weren't going to quit now? And I feel like those are the two extremes, and that's what I brought up in the meeting. Those are the two extremes. Are we going to keep doing it because we've always done it? That's not a good reason.
Right.
Are we going to quit because it didn't work the way we want it to? Well, that's not a good reason either. So we had to come back to kind of in the middle of all that is, are we leaving behind people we care about? That was one of the questions, and it would be absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we leaving a platform that we know now how to work again? And have we been committed the same way we were in the beginning to invite people and to, you know, really, really have those conversations? And I will just tell you, as the buck stops here, I had failed to continue doing what we had done, which was still love on everybody and show up and do all the things. We were still showing up, and of course I'm loving on everybody that's there. But you know what? We hadn't invited people that some of the people that have come in the room lately have said, I didn't even know y'all were still doing this.
Mm.
I would have been here if I had known. And I'm thinking, oh, that is such a slap in my face of failing to follow through. I think our businesses are worth following through for. If you're on a platform and you're not following through, I think it's a consideration of whether you should be on the platform or not. And I had to basically practice what I preach by admitting that, you know what? I haven't been doing the things that I had done for the first 4 years. I haven't been doing those things. So how can I be offended? How can I be offended at the platform when I'm not even doing what I'm supposed to do?
I think you brought up a really relatable point in your humanness, in that we can love something, platform, a brand, and then they shift. And what we ended up doing was shifting the opposite way. We thought we would leave ages ago, honestly, with one of the first few shifts that the platform did take. We're like, that's it, we're done. And then another shift happened. I'm like, no, we're really done now. And then another shift, I'm like, okay, we are definitely done. But every single time we stopped ourselves from being done because of that abrupt change that it would have been for everyone else to follow us. Mm-hmm. Not just did they need to get an abrupt change from that platform, they didn't need to get a double whammy and get the abrupt change from us on top of that. So I can see how we scaled back on our involvement. One, yes, the rooms. Okay, we already have a hard time getting to one room. Why are we going to try to get to five rooms a week? And then we finally got in there. Things, all the bugs got out, and we were comfortable again. But we still didn't pick up where we left off with everybody in the relationship building part. And I'm grateful that you guys had that revelation of, you know, putting your human to the side for a moment to see, well, what is that real difference of what they're growing into along with everyone else that's already established? I mean, we got to remember, this is still a new platform. You know, it's still a baby growing platform that is now becoming a lot like the other ones that are out there. So why not go ahead and shift with it this time and go ahead and, you know, say it's okay. So I'm really excited that in that meaning that that is what took place, that you guys were like, okay, this is where we can improve. And, you know, if we're going to be here, how can we make that influence bigger and better for everybody?
Yeah. Thank you for saying that for sure, Jill, because this was definitely something that was this, you know, like I said, it's a slap in my face because I talk about follow through all the time and I wasn't following through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important part to anyone who is listening. If you're in business, or even if you want to be in business and you are lacking follow through, draw a line in the sand and follow through from then on. Like, because it doesn't have to be that, well, I didn't follow through back in, you know, 10 years ago, so I can't do business anymore. Don't do that to yourself. It's more a matter of, okay, wait a minute. Let's be honest. We stopped inviting people. We stopped doing those things. Either we need to just not be, then this is the crossroads part. We either need to not be on here or we need to follow through, because our business is known for follow through.
Yeah.
And if this is where we're lacking, is it a time thing? Is it a bandwidth thing? Because we do a lot. Do we need to stop doing it because we don't have the time to do it? Or do we need to pay attention to where we're putting time? And I do think it's an investment, like you use that word. I think that's what it is. Are we willing to invest in something new? Or are we willing to invest in something that's already working?
Mm-hmm. We've got the evidence. It's there. When we first started, I mean, we built a great community there. And it didn't necessarily leave with those shifts. It still stayed, but the consistency is what shifted. And it's evident with us. It's evident with those who were showing up as well. But, I mean, the evidence is still there that it worked. And I think we can apply that to a lot of the things that we're considering for Crossroads. You know, is there evidence that it was working and it can be grown in a different way, so we stick with it? Or is there evidence that it stopped working at a certain point? And no, there is no way to revive that again. So we do need to shift. And I think even though the shifts that happened on the platform kind of rocked some boats there, there was still the evidence that it was working, even though it was a little bit smaller than it was in the beginning when it was at its peak for us.
And now, well, like, without disclosing too much, I will say that we built a significant business from the platform. So don't underestimate, wherever you are, what follow through does for your business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's part of this confession, is so that you are not giving up on something that actually worked, or you're not choosing to stay, keep doing something that's absolutely not working. I think you talking about the evidence of it, Jill, is exactly what does the evidence show? And by taking my human offendedness out of it, by taking my human out of the meeting for a minute, and looking at the evidence was clear that leaving was not the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So on episode 101 for Buckets and Boomgates podcast, we want to send an invitation. If you're on the Clubhouse audio app, come see us. My sexy business house is alive and well, and we're not going anywhere. We have 1,280 members to date. So I think that that's significant not to leave behind.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, and then what happens next in our crossroads? Like, how, I wanted to ask you this question real quick, because this might need to be talked about next. But when we're at that crossroad, we're figuring out, like, what is it that we do next? Like, what tools are we using? What are we doing to help us make that decision in our crossroads?
I think this is a great question, Jill. And I will say that one of the biggest tools we use around here in this community is we do use vision boards, because vision boards are not about figuring out how to do something. Vision boards are telling what you want. So I want this kind of life. I want this kind of business. I want this kind of hobby. I want this kind of pet. Like, it doesn't even matter what it is. This is what I want out of life. And that vision board is a tool to help you make decisions when you come to some of these crossroads, because I can look at my vision board and I can look at the meeting we had about Clubhouse, and it's still part of what I want. I love the conversations we have. I love that we can impact so many people by allowing a space for them to practice. Those are things that are on my heart and on my vision board. That's something that doesn't come off. So I feel like demonstrating that tool and how to use it effectively when you come to a crossroads is probably what our next conversation needs to be about, Jill, is how it actually impacts your decisions.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, if you have, or when you have the chance to get on the Clubhouse audio app, there is the possibility of coming across our rooms at the crossroads. Please choose to come join us for the conversation.
I love how you just did that, Jill.
Because I am sure there'll be some big possibilities for you to learn and to implement and enjoy some helpful conversation in what you are doing to build your business, listeners. So we do invite you into Clubhouse and as well into more episodes here of the Buckets and Boom Gates podcast. So we hope you come back and join us for our next conversation, like we said, about vision boards and how we're helping ourselves make those decisions at our crossroads.
We'll see y'all next week. Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Jill in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy episodes, and they can't wait to chat with you next week.